There's 200 that are gathering there on a Monday night service. How incredible is that? So this battle is getting bigger and stronger. They're doing wonderful things in that church. They're seeing signs. They're seeing the wonders of God. They're seeing salvation. They're seeing deliverances. They're seeing the power of God. It is happening in our own state right now. It is coming together. It's when they come together that God's showing great, great evidence of his power, great evidence of his touch. It is so awesome to see the move of God. But we have to be familiar with this. We need to know that God's not through with us. God's not done. God hasn't left us nor forsaken us. We need to be familiar with others of like precious faith. We need to get in the circle of what God is doing. We need to be able to come together in order to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Yes, we must be familiar with the tactics of the enemy that wants to hold us back and stop us. But we must also be familiar with our own weaponry, our own armor, to put on the whole armor, to pick up the shield of faith that can quench the fiery darts. And we must be familiar even with those friends that are around us and not forsake the assembly together. We know the day is approaching, so it's time for us to come together and to be strong together and to look out over that one for another. Amen? And think about this. Here, I want to go into the next step if I can, because as much as we need to be a good soldier to follow Christ and a good soldier to fight for Christ, and we've got to be a good soldier to be familiar with all the things that are around us. And I've already alluded to this several times, but I'm going to come back and be a little bit clear about it. To be a good soldier, we must be faithful. Faithful to Jesus, faithful to the things of God, faithful to reading his Bible, faithful to praying, faithful to what he has for us. The scripture says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, and I've already read this to you several times, it is our key text today, verse number 3. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 says, endure the hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. What does he mean, endure the hardness? Friends, this is not a bed of roses. This is not easy sailing. Everything doesn't just go better because you decide to become a Christian. It's a battle that's going on out there. And to be a good soldier, we have to endure through the hardship. We have to endure through the pain, endure through the suffering, remain faithful to the things of God, faithful to his church, faithful to your pastor, faithful to your spouse, faithful to your family, faithful to the word of God, faithful to pray, faithful to touch out, reach out, faithful to help others, faithful to teach this gospel. We must be faithful. We've got to learn that there's rough treatment and there's rough accusations that come against us. There are tough hardness that comes against us in this world. We don't have to be faithful to the world, but we have to be faithful to God while we're in this world. We must be faithful to the things of the Lord. I want to point out one other one if I can. It's that same verse, but it's what Paul used at the beginning. And I remember that some people say that this is just a common beginning for Paul. It's a common opening to him, but it's not. Nothing is common in the Bible. I went and said it, and I mean it positively. The Bible is God-written and God-breathed, and nothing God does is common. It's powerful. It's impactful. So pay attention to what it says. Look what he says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, the very first verse. He says, be strong in the grace. So when we're enduring this hardship and we get upset at somebody, we get mad at somebody, I know the tendency is we just want to slap them, but no, we can't. We have to fight through that, get our mind back right, and fight through that area and be faithful to the grace of God. Think about how much grace Jesus gives out to us and how much grace Jesus showed to you and is still showing to you day by day. We must stand strong in the grace too. We've got to be graceful to those that are around us. We're going to suffer the affliction. We're going to suffer the problems. But as a good soldier, we will remain true and we will remain loyal. We will remain together. Let's stand together. I hold you up. You hold me up. There's an old song that used to be sang all the time, Lean on Me. You know, they play it almost every kind of motivational gathering that you get to. It's something that's, well, okay, forget the song, but just do it. Lean on one another. Depend on one another. Strengthen one another. We're always stronger if we stand as a group. So be there. Be faithful to one another. Be faithful to church and see the things that are changing. Be faithful to endure through all the hardship. Stand strong in that grace. I want to show you one other verse of scripture here at the end of this, because it just makes so much sense. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11, 12, and 13. Now, I haven't pointed these out yet, I haven't read this yet, but I just want you to see how Paul wraps this up to Timothy. And this sort of indicates how serious he is about it. He's not playing games. He's just telling the word, telling the truth. This is what Paul says in verse 11. He said, "This is a faithful saying," and that sort of earmarks you to say, pay attention, highlight this. This is good stuff. "If we died with him, we shall also live with him." Friends, that's a promise. If you just make that decision today and you commit your life and say, you know what, I'm not living my old life anymore. I'm changing that, and I'm going for Jesus. I'm committed for the Lord. I'm committed to him. If you die with him, you're going to live with him for eternity. Verse 12, "If we endure," that means if we make it through this, if we fight, if we follow, if we become familiar with everything that's around us, and we remain faithful, if we endure, we shall also reign with him. We've got that guarantee, that promise to reign with him. But then this is where Paul becomes so blunt, so plain. "But if we deny him," we reject him, we walk away, slowly, easily, fast, hard, whatever, we make up crazy excuses, no excuses are any good whatsoever, we make up excuses to get out of the church, make up excuses to walk away from him, we don't do that. But if we do, if you walk away from him, you're denying him. "Oh, no, no, Brother Kevin, I'm not denying him. I still believe in him." But if you're not following, if you're not fighting, if you're not familiar with all the tactics, and you're not remaining faithful, you're denying him. And Paul says, if we deny him, he also will deny us. You better wake up, pay attention to that. If we are faithless, if we walk away, if we quit, if we ignore it, if we're faithless, he will remain faithful. He's going to stand true to his word. He's going to stand true to his promise all the way to the very end. He cannot deny himself. As we see that and we recognize that, we must rank up to be the good soldier that he wants us to be. When we start out, it's not easy at all, but we can rank up to this. We can make the ranks. How? How do we rank up? How do we become a good soldier of Jesus Christ? We must follow him. We must fight for him. We must be familiar with all the things around and about him. We must remain faithful. That is the key. That is the answer. That's the secret. That's the mystery is what it is. Just do these things and watch your life strengthen with Christ. Let me end by saying this. I know that as a good soldier of Christ, we're going to be victorious. We're going to overcome the enemy. We're going to endure to the very end. But are you a good soldier today? Are you just beginning? Are you finishing up? Are you a good soldier of Jesus Christ today? I want you to be a good soldier. There's so much positive that's out there for you and left for you. But to finish it up, let me finish with a word of prayer. Let me pray for you right now today. Father God, I come before you today and I ask for your anointing, Lord, to carry this message to the people, to the individual that can make a difference today. Lord, I pray that somebody chooses this very hour to be committed to you and to follow after you and to be a good soldier of Christ. Father, I pray today that you'll cleanse hearts, you'll cleanse minds, you'll cleanse the spirit, cleanse the soul, and you'll cause somebody to rise up, to be changed and to be made whole. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. May God stay with you. If you don't have a good home church, please get involved in a church today. Find one somewhere. God bless.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from my mama, Eva Fleming, and from Pastor Kevin Akins, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you tomorrow.